reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. Today is Thursday, March the 30th, 2017. We have a live show for you all today. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. We extremely appreciate your overall involvement and your support for Tando Radio Show and for Black Talk Radio Network. You can also continue that support by giving some of your financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network by going to its website, that being www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the far right-hand side, you'll see the donation prompt. You can hit that, and you can donate some of your financial energy to keep this network on, because if this has been giving you something, I think it's very, very important for us to feed the roots, not just eat the fruit. And I think that the overall, one of the things that I remember as growing up, I used to say, you know, that I would have different things that someone would say that I should donate to. And they were things that I had no energy or tie to at all. But then there were things that I did, and the overall program was beneficial. And you know what happens is this, in my opinion. When you do that, you start to open up, and the mainstream media won't tell you that the school of finance or mainstream media won't tell you how energy flows back to you. They just want you to see how they create the energy, and you have to come to them, and this is what they teach you in school. But there are some spirits of the law. And, you know, there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. And in the spirit of the law, I found that when you are getting from something, it is almost a requirement for you to give back to it in order for you to sustain your overall general path, not just any path, but your general path. Why? Because you are resonating with that. And one of the things about our spirit and our spirit realm is not like our lying mouths, is not like our lying eyes, is not like our lying thoughts, is not like our lying decisions. It is actually more sincere, and it understands that if you are getting from something, then you should be giving something to maintain that, and it's equal or so. And that means that sincerely, what happens is that you open up your overall cogways to where your byways and your corridors for things to flow to you. See, the regular system won't tell you that. It tells you that you can only get ahead by certain ways. And then they show you that, and then you start to believe your lying eyes. We start to believe our lying eyes. We start to engage in things that are not holistically healthy for us. So let's be more sincere as to we are. you know, do what you can to ensure that this network is always here, as it is very, very important. And then you will see how that resonates. And you know, you do it because you're gaining something from it, and you should want, because just imagine if Black Talk Radio Network wasn't here. Yes, you would go to another place, or you would try to find some of the hosts at different places, but it won't be Black Talk Radio Network. And you might not even engage with those overall hosts as well. You know, they may move off and do other things, and, you know, you may say, fine, but just think about what you've already learned. And you can easily say, when you don't have to give, or I'm going to put it this way, not afraid, it's easy to say when you don't have to pay that you don't need that. But if that was the case, why would you always still be there? You know, it's very, very important. This network is important to us all. Give what you can. I'm not saying break yourself to where you are not providing for your necessities and your responsibilities of life, but do what you can, and that will, because you can, and then you will start to see a difference in you. And it's not in a monetary way that is becomes relevant. And until we stop putting a price tag on different things that are essential and important, we will continue to live by the crashes that man has created within their economy. So go to Black Talk Radio Network, hit the prompt for donations, give some of your financial energy, feed the roots and while you eat the fruit. Very, very important. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet that you all can engage in for only $24 a year. You can engage in your social media activities. You can post things about yourself, your business, other things that you want to highlight or you think should have more public awareness or exposure. You can do that with Black Talk Radio Network's social media outlet known as BTR Community. You can find that on the website. It's the large B that's there. And also you can go to www.btrcommunity.com and sign up there. $24 a month, and you're not adversely affected because no one is selling your information. So very, very important. So maybe some of you have noticed some things through BTR. Notice some changes in some. So I'm going to have Scotty come on and just explain to you what some of those things are and why they're there, so that, you know, it's very, very essential that we continue to move in the direction that we're going. So, Scotty, if you would just explain some of the products and some of the advertisements that BTR, Black Talk Radio Network and BTR is going to start to have, if you would, brother.
Yeah, Ashley is not BTR, Dave, and greetings to you, good evening to you and to the listeners. It's not anything that you're going to see different on Black Talk Radio's platform or BTR Community's social media platform. But the other social media accounts that we have maintained over the years, how we connect with those people out there, hoping that they will, the content we're putting out will resonate with them, and then they'll become part of the bigger movement. But, you know, we reach a lot of people through that other social media as we send out, you know, to our in our reports, the donors, you know, contributors get those reports. So we're reaching a lot of people on social media. But since we, you know, I have chosen that the direction from the beginning would be that we would not apply for the usual grants and handouts from certain organizations, including the U.S. government, and not getting into those corporate entanglements to push their agenda. You know, they act like they coming to fund your agenda, but what ends up happening is you usually end up pushing their agenda. So the way to avoid that is just don't deal with them, period. You know, so we have to, you know, come up with ways to sustain ourselves, because it costs money to run a media organization, to produce media, a lot of time intensive and what have you. So a couple of people had contacted me saying they thought somebody hijacked some of those accounts that we have out there, because we got a lot of different pages out there dealing with different subject matter and just really, you know, pushing out information that we think people can use. And a lot of it also is the content that you hear on this radio station, like Tando Radio, you know, pushing the podcast out to just beyond our circle. And so they thought that they were seeing advertisement for different products, like how to build a chicken coop, how to build a solar-powered power source, just stuff like that, how to grow, you know, food, just different ebooks, different products, and what have you. So they aren't used to seeing that go out over their account, so they thought it was spam, but no, it's me just trying to increase the revenue streams coming in because, you know, let's face it, you know, last year we only brought in terms of donations, a little over $6,000. You know, and that's, you know, separate from our clientele where people are using our services, you know, as a black business. Even though we're a nonprofit, we still provide business services. So, you know, that's separate outside of that. So somebody asked me, Sister Cece actually asked me to do a class or a video on what's called affiliate marketing. So I did. And I had really been first exposed to it or engaged in it. The internet wasn't like it was back then with so many people mm-hmm. that's on it now, and Facebook wasn't even around back then. It was MySpace and all. And so I do know you can make some change, you know, pushing those products, no matter if you getting links from, what's that? Amazon has an affiliate program. So all it is a commission on sales. And so,
right.
you know, I decided, well, since I did that video showing her the basics of it and everybody else, you know, the basic of it and the tools that you could use to automate it, then, you know, I might as well use it then, you know what I'm saying? And see how it goes
right.
in terms of, and so, yeah, and we'll see how that goes. So that's what you're seeing. Nobody's hijacked those accounts and those aren't spam or anything that's going to, adversely affect you, that's fraud, you know. So yeah, that's what that's about, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Strategic Melanin? Good to see you there. Yes, yeah, Scotty, and you know, and I think that's so important because I'm not on the other one, so I don't see anything as that. And so, but I'm glad that you said that. Very, very important, you know, that we continue to do what we can to grow this whole thing. So we want this thing really needs to go way past donations that are under $6,000 a year. We need to be multiple that on many fronts. And I'm going to speak that into give energy to that and put that out as the fortune. And that's what we're definitely going to see. And the ads are on some of the other platforms that you know, the other social media platforms that are still being used to maintain and to get people to come to BTR community. So that's where you'll see the ads at. So very, very important. And then we'll grow this thing out. You know, Scotty said something that was very, very important. I hope you all were able to catch it. He said that he didn't want to take some of the grants and some of the funding that's available by way of the traditional grants by different entities, because that's exactly right. You can never sell out if you never buy in. You can never, ever sell out. This is just what I'm saying. You can't sell out if you don't buy in. But when we don't buy in, it is going to be a much longer, tougher road to get there, but you still will get there. And the reason being is because most of us are so – We give into our overall teachings. We obey what we've been taught, and we have a connection to mainstream media and the institutions of economics that are not in our best interest. And this is a part of our direction to move Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, in the right direction. So got you, Scotty. Go ahead. Take care of what you got to take care of. We'll see you when you get back. So much love, much respect. Thanks, Scotty. All right. So that's what we need to do. So please, let's support Black Talk Radio Network so that we continue to grow this whole thing. Okay. So now, so we know about Black Talk Radio Network. Also, let me just say this, very, very important. The measure of wealth can be seen. Excuse me. The measure of wealth is held by how much assets you control, not how much cash you hold. Okay. The true measure of wealth is dictated by how much and how many assets you controlled, not by how much cash you hold. Very, very important that we understand that. And one of the ways that you, the one of the cheapest and most cost-effective and the most powerful way to control assets is through the precious metals. And you can do that through Prosperity Mint. You can go to Prosperity Mint, and that's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y-M-I-N-T. Prosperity Mint. The metals are going to make major, major, major moves in the very near future. I think I forgot to post a very, very important article. Hope I did. And if I didn't, I'm going to go ahead and repost it again. Oh, I know why I didn't post it. Okay, because that's something we're going to talk about on Friday. Okay, so I'm good. So Prosperity Mint. Go to Prosperity Mint so that you can save as a king or queen, or save as a lady and a gentleman, so that you won't be saving as a slave, because a king and a queen is paid in gold, a lady and a gentleman is paid in silver, and a slave is paid in debt. And your overall cash that you receive payment in is a debt note to put you in a position of disadvantage. So very, very important, especially as you're going to start to see some major moves happening globally, and they're going to have effect economically, and the overall precious metals will respond to it from as a hedge of protection and as a way to also to facilitate in acquiring great wealth from meager means. And very, very important. So go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory. You can email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Make sure you leave a name, a number. Someone will call you. You can also text me at 951-790-8330. And just like the drop said in the beginning, a country's wealth is not determined by how much cash it has, but how much gold it has. It is also going to be that way for you. Your wealth will be determined not by how much cash you have or how many things you own. It will be determined by how many things of relevance that you control. And controlling of assets is key to being sovereign, self-sustaining, and independent. Very, very important. So become your own bank. That's what we want to teach you and show you how to become your own bank. And that's where you start fundamentally. So definitely go to Prosperity Mint. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Then we're going to get into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then all you have to do is hit star, see you in queue. I'm right there on the board, and I will bring you up. And you're on the monster board, so I can see you there, and we will definitely bring you up, and you can have your question or comment. And remember, it's one of the things I firmly believe is that a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Let's talk about it. So let's jump into what's in the news, and then we will jump into today's show. First article, posted this from yesterday, and it'll be repeated again. I won't do it. I'll do it to the last one. Okay. Article, this one comes from Yon Hup News.co is a British agency, a British media group. President Park arrested on corruption probe. Former celebrity figurehead President Park of South Korea was arrested on Friday in connection with corruption scandals. All right, so this is all a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to, in my opinion, you're going to continue to see. And it's going to jump all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see the assassination phase continue to pick up and some people that are high profile, you're going to see that they're going to be dropping off because they're going to be put to sleep or other means or other methods. And I think it's going to be some very high profile individuals, and you'll see how that plays out. So check out that article. Next one comes from Scotty. It's today's show, Tando Radio Show. Protruding entanglements, the agendas and firm scheme for everyone. Very, very important. What I want to do is I want to pull back and show some of the things that the in my opinion, that the system is doing, what its agenda is, and it is a sick scheme, and it's they're using against everyone, and we're going to jump into that. I think it's very, very important. So check out that article. Check out what Scotty posted there. Next one. Hold on. Excuse me. Kathy, you better not say nothing. Next article comes from express.co.uk. And this one's very, very telling. EU could break up the United States. The EU could break up the United States, Juncker, in jaw-dropping threats to Trump over support for Brexit. Remember when I said the untied states of America? This is what I was talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge building up to where they're going to start to disassemble what you have known as the Corporation of the United States of America, Inc. It's all being laid out. They tell you before they do it. Check out that article. This whole thing is really starting to ramp it up, and we're going to carry some of that on Financial Friday. Very, very important. Next article from Strategic Culture. Iran's president visits Russia, another step to multipolar world. And that multipolar world, ladies and gentlemen, will be thriving without the so-called United Corporation of the United States even being a mere whisper. If it even is allowed to remain in any form of relevance, it will be completely divested of and will be gutted out and will be hollowed. It will be a hollow shell of its former overall corruption, extortion, enslavement, and malevolent agenda. There will be others that will take its place. Every empire falls. So check out that article. It's really unfolding and coming apart. Next article, very, very important. I said this one means you're the ones who will get abused if you're not ready. And this was the article. Celebrity figurehead Trump is looking at new ways to go after countries that gain their currency. He's going to be looking at new ways to call them currency manipulators and to deal with them in an adverse economic way. And that means that you're going to get abused by that, because the real currency manipulator, the one that's going to be holding that bag, are the people, and particularly the people that were known as being a part of the citizenry of the Corporation of the United States of America. This is going to adversely affect you if you're not ready. So we're definitely going to take a look at this on Financial Fridays tomorrow. Very, very important. Next article comes from Reuters. Exclusive: South Africa Zuma consider stepping down early to deal with Alex Gorhan. So this is definitely want to check this out. Major moves being made in the BRIC nations and major moves being made globally. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from the Wall Street Journal. And it says, celebrity figurehead Trump administration signals it will seek, most modest changes to NAFTA. Remember all that noise? He was talking how he's going to change it in the whole world. All the deals are going to have to put America first, make America first and everything else. And I told y'all, this was going to happen, and I said, this is the smackdown. Knew this was going to happen. Now it's too late. It's too late. NAFTA is going to change, and it is going to change where now it is going to be completely divesting the overall citizenry and the overall corporation known as the United States for the purpose of strengthening control over subjugation and enslavement of people throughout the world. They will bring it down. And so this is the whole thing starting to fall apart. Next article, and this is going to be interesting as the first in the first week of April, Reuters, China says Jing to meet with Trump April 6th and April 7th. Oh man, I know that all of these governments are in one big fraternity, but believe me, what is going to be laid out there is going to come out later on, is going to say this, but that's not really going to be true and wholesome, and is not going to really represent what is really happening. But what is going to happen is that the U.S. will be told what its overall economics requirements will be and what it will be expected to do in order to remain as any form of a sovereign nation. Oh, yes, there will be promises of breaking of the United States by China. Man, this is starting to fall apart, because this is what happened when the so-called celebrity figurehead secretaries. This is the excuse that they will use, that the so-called celebrity figurehead secretary of state, when he went to China and met with the equivalent, his counterpart in China, the overall engagement was about war. And it was basically, if China wants to put its citizens to much death by doing some of the things that they're doing, then so be it. And believe me, it went both ways, and this whole thing is going to be falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. This is the events, the milestones before the dropping of the millstone. Check out that article. Next article. This one came thanks to my man Jambone. Big Jambone, thanks for a lot of the great articles that you sent. I don't always get to put them up. I get some great articles from Anthony, from Roz, from Jambone, from... So many different people. I really, really do appreciate it. Brother Bragg, always drop me some great, great stuff. I'm just not always able to get that stuff in, but I'm going to try to get some of the stuff that you guys have in more often. But Jam, thank you for a lot of the great articles that you sent me. And this one came from Jambone. And this was Science Alert. ScienceAlert.com. Immortal stem cells. Let scientists create an unlimited supply of artificial blood. Check out that article. Getting crazy. Next article, also Jam sent me this one. Comes from the ChicagoTribune.com. Should your boss get a peek at your DNA? Already happening, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. Next article comes from OfTwoMinds.com. The overlapping crises are coming, regardless of who's in power. And this was by Charles Hugh Smith. So well said. That is so true. They have these overlapping crises so that people will be distracted and confused from which the ambush direction the ambush comes from. It comes from all overlapping crisis, and this is a part of the overall agenda. They realize how to psychologically, physically, and emotionally control people to do what they want them to do, and that's exactly what it is, by overlapping crisis. Very good article. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters. Trump's funding request for the U.S. border wall hit snare among some Republicans. I made a mistake and posted that again. We posted that yesterday. Next article. This was the one that I thought was very, very important from Bloomberg. Let me see, move this down. Shandong Gold said it may have found China's biggest gold mine. Huge, huge story. China is now starting. They knew that gold mine was there for a very long time, in my opinion. China now is start invoking its overall gold holdings on the world. And what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that you are instantly not going to have any purchasing power once they reveal their overall gold holdings to the world, because everyone will drop the U.S. dollar and run to China. That's what they're going to do. And this is part of what is going to be happening, and it's unfolding. We've been telling you about it and trying to prepare you for it since our first show here on Tando Radio Show. It is speeding up, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that. This is some of the signs. One of the things that I firmly believe as a prepper is that I think it's very, very important for us to learn how to read the signs. And this is a very big sign that we should be reading. Okay? Very huge. One of the things, why is this so important? You would say, okay, here's one of the reasons why. China does not export any gold at all. China does not export any gold. China does not export its precious metals. It imports only, which you should be doing right now. Stop having your overall silver and gold, cash for gold and all that other stuff. Stop giving away your priceless stuff for worthless pieces of paper. Very, very important, because this is the matter of controlling assets. When you don't control assets, you fall under ownership. someone else owning you, or you owning a liability that has no real relative matter. Assets have real relative matter because it still is has this overall intrinsic value from the great creator's creation of it. You can't own the earth. They told you that you can own the earth. That is a lie. They told you that you can own this and you can own that. That's because that gives them control. And I'm going to show you the importance of that. You know what? Let me just do it this way real quick. Let me show you the power of ownership and control really quickly. 1 second. We were at the seminar over the weekend, the past weekend, and I wanted to show a very important side of the difference between controlling and owning. Everything that most everyone has ever been taught has been to own. And they put their pride into it. I own this, I own that. Let me show you the difference between ownership and control and why it's so relevant. Most everyone you know has a smartphone. Whenever, if you're listening to this show right now, I want you to look at your smartphone. I want you to look at your smartphone. Just because most everyone has one. You own your smartphone. Yes? Right? You paid for it. It's yours. You can put in the information that you want in it. You can use it for your numbers. You can do your business with it. You can do your upload into to do your social media activities. You can text your family. You can text whoever you need to text, or you can call whoever you need to call. It's your phone. It's tied to you. If it was going to be pinged, as they ping it and they track it, they're following you. It's yours. Here's the key. Even though you pay your bill and everything is fine, you do everything that you want. At any time, at any moment, the controllers of that service, the controllers of that phone, the controllers of that algorithm can cut you off and make your phone worthless. See, that's what they do with the ownership of everything. And we are killing ourselves and killing other people of ourselves. We are being the best stewards of the overall economic destruction that is waging a war against an asymmetrical and a full-on outward war against us, and we are energizing it. Though you own your phone, you don't control a darn thing about it. They can cut it off when they want it to be cut off, nor do you control own your home. But your phone is one of the best things to do because they can cut that off and it can be hacked into at any time. And you don't know who the hackers are, because whoever the hackers are, they have moved past ownership and they engage in control. Now you see why control is so important. Very, very important that we understand the relevance between ownership and control. By them being able to control that, they can cut you off from your loved ones at the time of greatest need. But see, by the overall conceptual thought pattern of you owning something, that means that no one could ever do that to you. And see, that's not true. Sounds good, but it ain't true. And there's a measure of truth that we need to start resonating with and standing with instead of upholding lies, destructive ones particularly. So your cell phone, every time that you see it, you should see the importance of ownership and control. Now, just imagine those that have control over your cell phone, what is it that they have control over? Your darn whole near life. Because it leads into your banking, it leads into your job, it leads into your family members, it leads to where you are resting your head, it leads to everywhere that you go, because many of us have a better relationship with our overall cell phones than we do with people, even the ones we so-called love. When we go to sleep, the darn thing is right there, is closer to us than our so-called loved ones. And control is sovereignty. ownership dictates enslavement. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention so that you can see the difference between owning something and controlling something and why that is so important. Because if you are controlling the overall service of, or you are controlling other people's service, let's just say we work in control of the system of enslavement and the system of subjugation devices. They would be in a position of disadvantage and you would have leverage over them. You can cut them off and you can stop them from their overall malevolent agenda with greater ease because you control something of importance. You've controlled something that man has now deemed as a part and partial asset. Very, very important. But since we don't have that wherewithal, we allow that wherewithal to rule us. So I think it's very important that we understand the difference between ownership and control. You can own cash. You can't own real assets. You can only control them. And that is a powerful thing. So just wanted to make that aware of that. Next article. Last article, and we're going to jump into the overall show. This comes from the Independent. America must, and this is one of the former CIA directors. America must prepare to use nuclear weapons against North Korea, says ex-CIA director. The U.S. should be prepared The U.S. should be prepared to preempt a North Korean nuclear attack by using its own atomic weapons, a former head of the Central Intelligence Agency said. James Wooster said, as a senior advisor to the then president-elect Donald Trump, this whole war paradigm is about to move into a different phase. And I think it's going to be speeding up in April, in May, and in June. And I would definitely tell you all to properly prepare yourselves and your family for it. Even if your family is unwilling to do it, you do it for yourself and your family. Oh, believe me, people have a way of paying attention once the consequences of their of them ignoring what was in front of them for long. But they won't be excluded from it. They will not be excluded from the consequences of them ignoring reality. So let's be on our P's and Q's and make sure that we are putting ourselves, our family, and our community in a position of advantage. So check out that article. So today's show, Protruding Entanglements, the Agenda's Infirm Scheme for Everyone. I really wanted to jump into this. And we're going to jump into this now. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we'd love to hear from you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Just hit **. That will unmute you, and we'll be able to see you, and we'll go into it. Okay, so what I wanted to do is today is I wanted to show some of what's going on so that we could see it. And there was a couple of things that I want to read to you. Very important article. And, you know, Scotty had posted about the fear of a black planet in the overall murder that has taken place and the continuous murdering that has been taking place. And it's all a part of a big agenda in my estimations. And I want to show you just how big this whole thing is. All right, and from just what we already know, and as far the layers of this and the entanglements of this is far greater than what we even see, even from what we expose to you from time to time here on Tando Radio Show, the small portions of it. It's much even larger than that. But I want to take a specific look, and I want to go down a specific road just so that you can see how this entanglement is really a scheme of demise for everyone. Very, very important, I think. And what we're going to do just that. So with that in mind, there's an article that I posted a while ago. And maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Sometimes I have some articles that I put off on the side. I check them out. But I will post this one. And this one came from the Mind Unleashed, unleashed.com. And what I want to read to you is something that I think is extremely important. I want you just to really, really think about and question this. And the title of this is The Institutions of Technology Exposed, Academic Surprising Role in War, Academia's Surprising Role in War, Science and the System. Okay, so that's the article that we're going to jump into. So I would definitely say hold on until we finish this, and then we'll jump in. We'll open up the lines, but I really want you to hear and conceptualize just some of what's being released as to an idea of how entangled all of this is. And everything that you see now is by no coincidence. It never has been and never will be. It's always been a method to the overall objective to enslave and subjugate. And it's not just one person, one group of people. It's collectively everyone. Because everything that has energy, there are institutions, personhoods, and entities that want to steal that energy and harvest it for themselves. It's the evilest form of living. So here we go. With a new face on the American empire, people are looking to vent their frustrations on this icon. But who is truly responsible for creating tyranny and suffering in this world? What government, corporation, and institutional entities are truly responsible for shaping life to be hell on earth? Or bottom class of people, how do they do it? This is an article of omission. Here it goes. Answering this question, who is morally culpable for degrading our world, is critical for any person understanding of where we are as a species. This article will focus on the rare touch aspect of the power structure and the institutions of technology. The entitles of mad sciences, of mad science, these academic institutions that support the military industrial complex. But it's not only just the military industrial complex, this is my words adding, it's the prison industrial complex, it's the overall geopolitical industrial complex. It's the religious industrial complex. It's the financial industrial complex. All of these complexes have their overall roles, and they have their overall tools, methods, and objectives to maintain the overall entanglement of enslavement of mankind in the species alone. Not just the men and women of this planet, but the whole living planet and all of the living entities on it. It's not just enough to have Billy Joe Bob or brother this or brother that or this person in that part of the world or that person in that part of the world. They want to actually, their insatiable appetite can never be appeased because they've drinking from the wine of splendor. So it goes on. And because of that drinking of this and the wine of splendor, they are inebriated in malicious acts, malevolent activities, destructive nature, and devilish spirits to obtain and maintain. So it goes on. Here it goes on. The article says, these schools pioneer science to benefit the governments, corporations, and the class of people treating us like cattle. They march society on a path that does not benefit our people. While they have created a wide range of things, from very helpful to incomprehensible destructions, They fundamentalize sides with the people who are perhaps most moral culpable for wars and human suffering, the state and defense contractors who ally with the state, just to name a few. According to Wikipedia, an institution of technology is a type of university which specializes in engineering, technology, applied sciences, and plausible natural science. In other words, ladies, it's the devil's den of alchemy. It is the devil's laboratory. It is the devil's science project. It is the true malevolent nature of living entities using technology. That's just what I say. So the article goes on. This is an introduction to 10 academic institutions who are marching us on a trajectory towards mad science, warfare, human suffering, and profit at the expense of the bottom class of people, which there is no such thing as a bottom class of people. It's been made up. It's been created. It has been falsely spoke into existence from a spell of destruction. And it is the fluoride in the water. So it goes on. It says, some are not specifically institutions of technology, but are, move this down. Integral parts of the system. This should serve as a starting point to your own research. With a little digging, one can uncover much more of these fundamental structures of what we call, and what I call, the system. Number one, institution. Carnegie Mellon University, CMU. Carnegie Mellon University is and has been a center of scientific development for the powers to be since its industrialist Andrew Carnegie founded it in 1900. Andrew Carnegie was one, of course, of the steel who shaped the 19th and 20th centuries with such influence. His name rings bell the same way that the name of the Rockefellers. Those of you that were at the private class that we had over the weekend, you remember that. We talked about it there. Today, the Carnegie Institution is in service to NSA, the U.S. war machine, and other pieces of the power struggle. People educated here often go to the NSA and other government agencies. Grants are made to CMU to develop things for the military-industrial complex. You remember what Scotty said? He didn't want to take grants from it, and then I said yes. The reason why you don't want to take anything from them, because you can never sell out if you never buy in. According to a Pittsburgh Business Times article titled "Carnegie Mellon University Awarded $250 million for New Advanced Robotics Institutions," Carnegie Mellon University's status as a major hub for robotics is getting a huge boost from the U.S. Department of Defense in the form of more than $250 million to start a new advanced robotic manufacturing institution in Pittsburgh. And let me just say this, $250 million is not what they're giving them. It's far more than that. They have a bottomless pit because they work off of your energy, ladies and gentlemen. The article continues. The DOD announced the award to American Robotics, a nonprofit led by the Carnegie Mellon that includes more than 220 industries, governments, and academic partners throughout the country. The new institution will get more than $80 billion from DOD and $173 million from partner organizations. And I hope this is resonating with those of you that took the class over the weekend, you hear where this is all happening and how it's happening, and you know what that means and how that's going to transfer it into more, even more leverage. So it goes on. According to an article from Cyber Scoops, these schools are, let me move this. These schools are offering a majority of computer security training programs, each providing a stepping stone into the secretive agencies in this context. Carnegie Mellon University is to the NSA what the University of Alabama is to the NFL. A professor named David Brimley is CMU's Nick Saban's. Nick Saban's, for those of you who don't know, is the coach of University of Alabama, which is known as the factory for the NFL. Most of the Alabama players become NFL players and starters, and they get drafted high and they get drafted often. So this is what they're saying about Carnegie Mellon with the NSA. As an NSA security education academic liaison seal to Carnegie Mellon since 2010, and knowing several CMU alum that work at NSA, the quality of the individuals that graduate from CMU is very high. They have made solid contributions to our missions, says Ryan Agee, an NSA technical director. It makes sense that a school bearing the name Carnegie would be deeply in with the power structure. Wouldn't be surprised. Number two. It's time we got. Okay, cool. Number two, Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia Tech. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I was on campus at Georgia Tech, and I felt that energy about what they're about to talk about, and I saw it firsthand. There was a national event that was there, and I took a bunch of young people from Los Angeles, and they were housed at Georgia Tech, and we were given access to Georgia Tech, and the access that we were given was pretty much I was given access to wherever I wanted to go on campus. And this is when I knew that this was far greater, and this was a while ago. The overall systems entanglement into our lives were far greater than what was apparent. Just because what you see, what you don't see is more real than what you do see. And this is where things were starting to make sense to me. And what I mean by that, I actually was seeing they were using technology, invisible technology, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy. So it goes on. Here we go. Georgia Tech, or Georgia Institute of Technology, works closely with the military-industrial complex. Georgia Tech works closely with DARPA, receiving contracts and exchanging in other ways. DARPA is the U.S. war machine, mad science division. As part of the Pentagon's responsibility for producing technology, Georgia Tech has aided DARPA in creating these technologies, like some of the ones, inset-like robotic legs for helicopters to land on uneven surfaces, big data technology, particularly useful for agencies such as the Pentagon or NSA, DOS, attack defense for U.S. military, three-dimensional chip cooling technology, strengthening resilience. Georgia Tech is also known to work with weapons dealers in bed with the U.S. government, such as Northrop Grumman and according to the executive biz. The defense, let me move this down, and DARPA is known as the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, has awarded $9.4 billion grants to Northrop Grumman Georgia Tech partnership to develop a wireless monitoring method for the Internet for the Internet of Things device. This is why they're integrated into everything. And one of the things also is that they work on invisible technology, cloaking devices. Okay? They didn't say that in the article, but I wanted to add that. Next, I'm going to do this last one, then we're going to go into a commercial break. Massachusetts Institute, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Massachusetts is a center of the system for academia. Entire books have been written about the institution's involvement in warfare, such as the 1993 book, The Cold War in American Science, the Military Industrial Academy Complex at MIT and Stanford. From World War II to the Cold War to present day, MIT has been countless to be a central hub of science for the power structure. Massachusetts could be considered a centerpiece, a center place where the science of warfare modification or geoengineering came from. Got that? You hear that one? MIT could be considered a center place where the science of weather modification and geoengineering came from. Geoengineering historically and its present ties to Massachusetts, especially MIT, are documented in Peter Kirby's book, Chemtrails Exposed, A New Manhattan's Project. For more about MIT's geoengineering, you can listen to interviews by Peter Kirby. So listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. I wanted to go through the rest of these institutions and why they're so important, because what you're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is that you're seeing the overall agenda being performed and being enhanced at the highest level of its schooling, to where they actually hide the devil in his Sunday's best. And we don't, and it's really important that we start to see this and see how big this is. This overall control, mind control thing has been around for a while. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, once we open up the phone lines, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We're looking at the depths of the entanglement, and I wanted to show this because the agenda that's being set forth, ladies and gentlemen, has been fully funded and is much, much larger than what we think. And I think that we have to really get into our discerning spirits to start to see just how deep this all are, how it all is. And it's all been facilitated in different forms and different fashions, from 501c's to so-called benevolent organizations, to so-called institutions of higher learning, to so-called institutions of low learning. They all serve a purpose. And if you realize, if you know how the depths of this, you can start to see what you're dealing with. And there it's not one agenda that they use, ladies and gentlemen, because the overall objective of the agenda must be protected by different cloaking devices, by different disguises, by different tactics, so that you will not see what's really going on. And, you know, Carnegie Mellon was established, was one of the first one in and Carnegie Mellon, you have to look at what their overall involvement in the education program has been. Not just from the institution of their so-called higher indoctrination, they call it higher learning, I call it indoctrination, but from the lowest, from the initial, from preschool. That's when they started. They've been involved in education since then. What do you think that they are teaching? They are teaching you, they are teaching I to respond based off of who we are and what we're susceptible to. They're teaching us to follow a destructive path. Just like they're teaching other people, depending on what they're open to and exposed to and vulnerable to, they're teaching them a destructive path, because both destructive paths lead to a dead end, their dead end, while they maintain the overall direction. And this is something that we really have to consider if we are ever going to. One of the things that I firmly believe in, if you understand what your overall enemy's objective is, you can asymmetrically prevent them from ever being successful. Just don't focus on the objectives, in my opinion. And I think this is very crucial. What we look at is what is being pushed out in front of us by the overall system, so that we'll respond to it. And what is critical for us is to respond from our perfect being. Don't let anybody tell you you're not perfect. That's a lie that we speak to ourselves so that we will never be who we truly are. You were created perfect. You work perfectly. And once we start professing that we're not perfect, then you will have imperfection, and that imperfection will also be spoken. And when you do that to yourself, in my estimation is that you speak a curse into your overall life. And this is what I want to just bring to your attention to, so that you can discern it and develop an appropriate response or build an appropriate energetic atmosphere that will protect you, your family, and our overall community. So I want to get back to this article. Very, very important. Lost my place. Uh-oh. Okay, so here we go. Next one. Wolchester Polytechnic Institution, WPI, is an original institution of technology founded in Massachusetts in 1865. It is involved in food engineering, biotechnology, and genetic modification, transgender animals. I'm going to stop right there. Transgenetic animals, or genetically modified animals using DNA of other species, nanotechnology, and many other things which they rarely acknowledge the damage of. What are they doing, ladies and gentlemen? It's not just GMO foods, it's GMO people. That's what WPI does. MIT has their specific, because why do they do that? Because then the people that are open to that and resonate that way will go there. At WPI, they specifically target certain individuals that want to do a nanotechnology, DNA, a genetic modification of animals, meaning genetic modification of people. Article goes on. They support the genetic modification of food is not very hidden. In a 2002 program titled GMO Award at WPI, they claim it is a myth that GMO causes that GMO causes illness and cancer. In 2017, more evidence has come out to suggest exactly how genetically modified foods can be harmful. They probably didn't want to be recognized that way. Menendez Basley is a WPI figure who they call the GMO gatekeeper, as described on WPI's website. Melinda, 08 in 08 is on in 08. There was something that they wrote in 08 is on a mission to defend how valuable genetically modified organisms or GMO can be, despite the scorn that have been heaped on some businesses. GMO corporations, let me move this down, practices as a science and technology followed with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She is in the office that regulates GMO, which includes engineering plant made to flourish in parts of the world beset by drought, climate change, and pest infestation. A lie, a lie, a lie, a lie. That is a front for what they really want to do, ladies and gentlemen. This is the devil wearing his Sunday's best. Let me tell you something. They'll take the greatest minds from, they don't care what community they come from. They'll take those great minds, and then they will inject them and seed them with a malevolent agenda, and we will push our children off onto this system. They say, and the article continues, some, same as many people in institutions of technology, she is working with the U.S. government. Next one, number five, Michigan State University. Michigan State University is not an institution of technology, but like the other academic institutions within the system, they give money to develop potentially dangerous science to serve to benefit corporations and government. They were given money from the government to develop genetically modified potatoes, according to Capital Press. In cooperation with the two Midwest universities, a new line of genetically modified potato variants in indeed, to help fight against hunger in Bangladesh and Indonesia. See, they give the perception that that's what they're doing, but in actuality, their overall science and technology is being used for a malevolent agenda to depopulate and to control. And when are we going to realize that these institutions that so-called have such esteem and such prestige are nothing more than the institutions of enslavement, depopulation, and have a demonic spirit about them? They always have, and they always will be, until we as people resonate different collectively. Until we stop owning these things and we start controlling these things. Goes on. The U.S. Agency of International Development is another clog in the system, not really meant to be understood by the general public. This entity pours millions of dollars into science that shapes society in the university's image. Number six, Purdue University. Purdue University is a home of biotech and big pharma. Purdue studies have the, let me move this down, the audacity to claim climate change would be exorbitant, but not planting GMO crops. An article about it is titled Martin Predictions Elimination of GMO Crops Would Cause Hike in Greenhouse Gases. You see how they're propagating this? They want the poison to be pushed. And then what they do is that they fund their own propaganda, and they create their own image of being invincible and being prestigious and being the authority figures. And then the general population has blind faith, and blind faith is always the first step to genocide. An article of the study says a global ban on genetic modified crops would raise food prices and add a nearly a billion tons of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, a study by a research from Purdue University shows. If that's not a complete stretch to fit a narrative that was biased towards them, I don't know what is. See, they want you to believe in this falsehood of global warming. Why do they want you to believe in this falsehood of global warming? Because it is a depopulation program, ladies and gentlemen. There is no gas from your car. There is no gas from no cows or from you or anything else that can destroy this living planet. What destroys this living planet, when you start to get rid of its overall ability to breathe, its ability to maintain the overall growth of the living organisms that grow out of it, when you destroy its seed, how do you destroy its seeds? You destroy its trees. You destroy its oceans. You destroy its infrastructure. These are all a part of the outward evidence of its living being. And they latch, and it's ridiculous. They're basically saying, and if you really want to hear what they're saying when they talk about greenhouse effects, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying what you expel is going to kill everyone by carbon dioxide and by gas. Really? If you didn't do it, you wouldn't be living. So they're telling you that you're the problem. The living among you is the problem that they need to get rid of and they need to control. Eliminate greenhouse gases. That's a politically correct way to say get rid of the people. Didn't think of it that way, huh? What do you expel? You inhale oxygen and you exhale what? Carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide, excuse me. So telling. Goes on. Purdue University. Okay, no, oh, I missed it. Purdue University works with pharmaceutical giants Eli Lilly, a company in a 2002 press release providing insights in the cooperation with the title Eli Lilly Company, Indiana University and Purdue University joined forces to advance the science of biotechnology. Purdue University has a pharmaceutical division, Purdue University's College of Pharmacy. According to Wikipedia, the College of Pharmacy is one of eight major academic divisions of the college of Purdue University and was established in 1884. This is the third and oldest state-funded state pharmaceutical in the United States. And if you know anything about the pharmaceutical company, you would know how they came into existence, ladies and gentlemen. And how they came into existence is to keep you ill by synthetic means. Next one, number seven, the Modern War Institution. The Modern War Institution is a part of the United States Military Academy at West Point. According to the Facebook page, the Modern War Institute, MWI, we actually played something here from the Modern War Institute. Actually, Scotty saw it because he ran it for us, couldn't do it. There was something that we ran from there about the overall global changing in war and how that the cities are going to have to be the new battlefield and they're going to need the appropriate equipment and armies to battle the urban combat zone. The Modern War Institution, MWI at West Point, is a national resource with the Department of Military Instructions that studies recent and ongoing conflicts. Why? Because they are there to create ongoing current and recent conflicts. That's their job. They appear to be a kind of a think tank organization similar to the Council on Foreign Relationships, which is also there to be in position to put celebrity figureheads together to make them seem that they have power so that you can see the overall power structure and you can attack them, and they're there to destroy and enslave you even further. But much Now, let me just say this about the Council on Foreign Relations. This is where you get the overall mandate for the media to control the masses of people by how they think. Goes on. The Council on Foreign Relations, but much lower levels, this is one of the many military academic institutions with particular in particular name. Next one, number eight, Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences at Science. The school with Harvard's name is home to David Keith, the famous geoengineer who is pushing to haze out the sun by spraying aerosols in the sky to combat climate control. He is Gordon McKay's professor of applied physics at the school. You hear what they want to do? You ever wanted to know what those chemtrails was all about? Because they want to haze out the sun, ladies and gentlemen. They want to haze out your ability to be able to live. Not only you, but everything living here on this planet, they want to control the gauges of life here on this planet. And to turn the barometer up or turn it down. Why would they do that? Because as the population grows on this planet, it becomes a threat to their objectives. And one of the things about these scientists, you remember, they tell you it all the time. They give them an excuse that, and let me tell you something, these scientists are not naive to what they're doing. They know history, they know who's using this, and they know what they're going to be using it for. But see, their overall pride and arrogance, they just care about if they could. They don't stop to think if they should. Remember where that came from? Came from a famous scientist that the movies had quoted. People know exactly what they're doing. So it goes on. Geoengineering by seeding the stratosphere is one of the most dangerous things that could possibly be done to us. And it would usher in a new era of warfare and involuntary treatment. Yes, the U.S. government is actually calling for research into geoengineering, and the mainstream is pushing for it as well. And they aren't, and they are, and if they aren't already spraying, of course they've been spraying already. The sky is being utterly hazed out of some alleged benevolent purpose would set a precedent, making it to where anything could be sprayed on us. How could we differentiate the geoengineering material from whatever else is in the air? You won't be able to. David Key surely knows geoengineering is a cover for weather warfare. And who is that war against, ladies and gentlemen? It's against you. But he is willing to use his career to push for spraying the skies. This is exactly the type of mad science our world doesn't need. The world doesn't need. Next one, number nine, Virginia. Polytechnics Institution, Virginia Tech. Virginia is, of course, the center of the government and military activities, and the influence extends fully into Virginia Tech. DARPA works with Virginia Tech as well as the schools participating in DARPA robotic challenges and other activities you might imagine the school that you wouldn't imagine a school like this would be involved in. According to VT publication, Virginia Tech, the two Virginia Tech affiliated teams are now in California for the final of the DARPA Robotic Challenge, a worldwide competition to build prototype humanoid robotics that can respond to disasters, natural disasters, or man-made one. Why do they want to do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because once they have the human robotics all in place, human robotics, artificial intelligence, never disobey. They always obey. Now they won't need any room for living people. And guess who, I think that they're going to be doing that by what? Genetically changing natural way of life by synthetic means. When I see the robotics, the humanoid robotics, I see what they're doing. They're going to use the technology. They want us to focus on the metal or the inanimate robot, while they're going to turn you into one, while they're going to turn our children into one, while they're going to turn, by way of their overall scientific studies in DNA and changing it in genetically modified things, they're going to turn man into the perfect slave by not being able to resist and use their free will, and they will always obey. They are going to get back to where the Adam and Eve, so you won't eat of the fruit and know the difference between good and evil. You will just obey. Next. Number 10, Israel Institute of Technology. Israel Institute of Technology was founded on an earlier outpost of the Western academia in Palestine before the creation of the Israeli state. Very important. Its first president was British industrial Alfred, let me move this down, Alfred Mod. This is perfectly exemplified how the industrious and business magnate influenced academic at the turn of the 20th century. They are involved in biotechnology, big pharma. They recently have published papers on encapsulating viruses or bacteria in electrosphere and nanofibers to fix soil of crops to be treated or treat a water supply. Considerably dangerous technology came out or may have already come out from this institution, according to Wikipedia. It was conceived in the early 1900s by a German Jewish fund, says ISRA, as a school of engineering and science. I'm going to go back. A German Jewish fund in 1900. Brother Braggs, I know you're listening. School of Engineering and Science. It was to be the only institution of higher learning in the then Ottoman Palestine, other than the Blasian Academy of Arts and Design in Jerusalem, founded in 1907. And the cornerstone was laid in 1912, and the studies began 12 years later in 1929. The institution was then, was given to Israel as the battle of languages intensified the debate over the language of the institution, of the instructors. And in 1923, Albert Einstein visited and planted the now famous first palm tree as an initiative of the noble tradition. The first palm tree still stands today in front of the old building in the neighborhood. Einstein founded the first techno society and serves as its president upon his return to Germany. So let me move this real quick, move this down. Okay, so, and it goes on. And this this is from Wikipedia. The facilities of biology was established in 1971. Advanced research is carried out in 23 research groups, focusing on a variety of aspects of cellular, molecular, and developmental biology. Biology is the key to the future. Facilities have extended collaborations with the pharmaceutical and biotechnologies industries. The facilities have around 350 undergrad students and over 100 grad students. Established in 1968, the Facility of Biomedical Engineering has multidisciplinary scopes, nurturing resources, activities that blend medical and biological engineering, research projects that have resulted in developing the patents for medical aid. Research breakthroughs include the identification of structured neural codes of syphilis, and they could let parathyges speak virtually through the connection of the bottom brain to a computer. See where this is all going? So the bottom brain of the computer. Wow. So here's the conclusion. These institutes are part of a compartmentalized system of warfare. They bear responsibility for rapidly dragging us into a world of genetically modified biotechnology, synthetic everything, while the powers funding these abusive scientific studies to the fullest ignore moral or safe conclusions where they please. Governments and corporations use money to influence science towards a certain trajectory, giving grants and recruiting people. Only by recognizing these institutions can we fully hold people accountable when they develop technology that causes suffering. And let me say this, the overall mind control programs that have the people that you see doing dastard and crazy deeds, they also have the MK Ultra stuff also works on everyone. And they realize that they've been studying this and putting this together at their institutions of demented learning for the overall purpose of enslaving people. And we don't look at it that way. How many people in your family would be proud if someone in your family was going to Georgia Tech, was going to MIT, was going to Carnegie Mellon, was going to Purdue, was going to this institution and that institution? See, we actually fund our own demise. And we fund our own demise because we allow the person that is keeping, that is trying to get to trick us by way and getting us to believe things by way of magic tricks, we allow them to establish the agenda. What do you think their agenda is going to be filled with? Tricks and deceptions. Because there's nothing sincere or honest about them. And what they do at these institutions, they make them highly prestigious by way of so many things so that they can hide the disguise of the destruction of mankind there. And we fall for it. And this is just one example. It's far worse than this. Far, far worse than this. So what I want to do real quick, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll take some of your calls. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call. Brother Braggs, I see you there. I see you there. I will definitely go to you when we come back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. I will see you in queue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And my sister, Strategic Melanin, was so right. She said, man, they're trying to change our boys to girls. Nope. They're psycho. Crazy. Yes. They're trying to change our boys to girls, our girls to boys. Then they're going to change them both into robots. They're going to change them both into the living dead. This is why. What's up, Big Jambone? This is why some of the articles that Jambone sent me and some of the stuff that we post here, this article specifically speaks to what they're doing and why they're doing it. They're doing this as a depopulation program. They're doing this as a measure of control and enslavement programs. And they're doing it at the so-called most prestigious and highest levels, so you will never challenge them. You will always think you can't beat City Hall, that is the place that you want your children to go to. That's where you want your children to study. That's where you want to get a piece of paper from. They've not practiced medicine. They've not practiced agriculture. They've only practiced depopulation. They give you health care so that they, because it's, that's what kills you when you need health cures. They create the very environment that destroys you. And yes, they're going to be changing our boys to girls and our girls to boys. Then they're going to change them into to where they have they're the walking dead and will always obey. They're going to make the perfect slaves, absent of free will. They're going to try to attempt it. But see, here's the thing about it. They may not be able to do it scientifically, but they may be able to do it psychologically. Look how far they've already gotten us to it. So I want to open up the phone lines. My man, Brother Braggs, is there. So I want to go to Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, welcome to your show, our show, here at Tando Radio Show. And I know you wanted to chime in. So, Brother Braggs, I'm going to open it up to you. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Peace, peace. I was just sitting here thinking, because you were talking chemtrails, you know that's a pet peeve of mine. Now, another thing that you didn't touch on, but you touched on a bunch of things with those chemtrails. Just remember this. The sun creates the frequency for everything. It creates the growing seasons all around the country. If right. you rock the sun, especially people and their moods, because people of the sun are connected to the sun. So if you rock the sun long enough, for instance, vitamin D, which we get from the sun directly, because we are melanated beings, that sun also stimulates testosterone. Without that sun, bees, everything's out of order. It throws the growing season. It releases bacteria into the system that normally wouldn't be here because we're supposed to be cold a certain amount of time because everything in the ecosystem is like in a specific order. And then when you have man coming in trying to play God, fighting the natural balance and natural order, you have disruptions. And you were saying a whole bunch of things. Delivery systems, you know what I think about that. Because they got all kind of delivery systems.
Right.
For instance, mosquitoes, water, mm-hmm. airborne. So like you're saying, when stuff is being sprinkled
vaccination.
On you, when it's being sprinkled on you, or you may be in an airport, or people who like to march. I just want you to think. I'm not going to ever scream fire in the building. I just want you to think. Just think differently. Just think. You got a million of y'all out here in the wide open. You know people playing with this germicidal warfare. Just think about it. Never always think about it. Always know what court you're playing on. And that's the only thing I specify. And I had a breakthrough with somebody I love dealing with today because I couldn't get them to think out the box. And then the day they finally saw the light. And the only reason they saw that light is because when I started talking about, well, what about your grandchildren, this and that, and this and that, then it finally snapped. We got a responsibility here. We got young people that's coming behind us. That are uninformed. I came out here totally uninformed. Nobody told me that this was a vicious, cruel world, that they hated me, and that the real reason, what was the reason they hate me, because I'm a great guy, I always thought so, But the color of my skin, it goes a little deeper than that. Because you've been miseducated to point your finger to a country. You got, just think of the, I want you to just look at the turmoil in Africa right now. Just imagine throwing 45, 59 million, because it's more than us 45. They've been saying that since I was a young man. It's more than us here than they're telling us. But just imagine taking 4 or 5 million and dropping us on the continent of Africa, and you ain't never been there. You ain't got, just imagine that now, because I want my brothers to understand, you standing in Africa, if you really, really do your study, you're going to find out, you may not just be, see, people want to be Israelites and all this. You probably are straight up Egyptian in the Olmec family, Inca, Maya, X, man, I'm telling you, it goes so deep. The whole thing is to have you completely boo-boo-wopped to think that you from Africa. Now, Africans is killing Africa about land in Africa right now. So how do you fit in that mix over there? I just want people to just think rationally. That's all I want you to do. I just want to make you think, period. Think about it. You better stand on what you stand on and start digging. And know, so you, when you speak on it, you can stand on it because you did your research. Yeah, I'm home. Because see, I see so many Europeans beating their chest screaming, America. They're not the Americans. You are the American. Know your history. Know yourself. Know thyself. Study till you find yourself approved. That's all I'm saying, because guess what? As long as you're disconnected from the land, you got no passion for the land because you're on a wild goose chase. But when you do your research and you find out, oh, my goodness, they've been misleading me, you're going to look at a lot of things a lot differently. Well, no, you're not a refugee. They're trying to make you a refugee, but you got your own homeland.
No, I'm saying when you don't know, you become a refugee. That's how they can easily uproot you.
They came to the land and they said there was nobody on the land.
There's a lie.
Dumb Debris. Man, this peep the game. Who educated you?
Right. The Carnegies. it's
and the
actually exactly. It's a land in which that's been conquered. And once the people realize that that's the case.
Say it one more time.
It's a land that's been conquered. And once you realize that it's been a land that's been conquered, then you can look at it for what it truly is. It has always been and it always will be your land because you're indigenous. Now, what are you going to do about your birthright?
Did we mention the Indian War, 1776 until 1960? See who they were at war with. And then go back into the 1500s and get the pictures of people who they were at war with. You're going to fall out your socks. Just like I fell out of my socks when I first found out all the British, all the nobility of Europe was all at one time, all melanated people. Where did they go? See, just get your mind rolling. Once you start finding these things out, because it flipped my mind, that made me start digging. It's going to make you do the same thing. We all need to be on this mission. We are responsible. You got young people that's watching. They need to know this. Look. Once they feel empowered, it's a whole brand new day. That's what consciousness and awareness is. It ain't no thing that we could have a debate about this. It's what you stand on and knowing what you stand on and what standing and what jurisdiction, all kind of shit that they didn't teach us this stuff.
Say stuff, Brother Banks.
I'm sorry, stuff. And another thing, thank you, Dave. Another thing, those words. I'm telling you, me and Dave had a conversation about this. Was that yesterday or early this morning? But anyway, these words. Every time you utter a cuss word, you actually bring entities into existence. So Dave was right in correcting me because I'm trying my best. I'm going to get all those words out of my mouth. Remember, you speak in a language of spells. Spelling, curses, cursive. They don't teach you to write cursive no more, do they? Just think of the things I'm saying. It sounds wacky. Look into it.
Man, hold on, Brother Brad. I'm going to bring in some controversial. I'm going to make a controversial statement, but many people will get mad at me. But because let me tell you something about the truth. Lies are glamorized, patronized, and dignified, while the truth is squandered, ostracized, and maligned. And I'm going to bring some truth here. If the S-U-N doesn't rise, you die. You can wait all day all year, all your life for the S-O-N. But if the S-U-N doesn't come, you don't live. And I'm not saying that against anyone's religion. But what I'm saying is that you have to look at the truth of the matter. So when they start blocking out the S-U-N, you will surely die.
Mm-hmm.
You can wait on the S-O-N. You can wait far longer on the S-O-N than you can wait on the S-O-N. I mean the S-U-N. One son you can wait on all your life and not see. There's one son you can't wait on one season without. Maybe even a 12-hour interval. So I just want to say that we need to start to stand closer to the truth of things. Because it doesn't matter if we stand next to it or not, the truth will always be. And the one thing about man is that when they can't control something, when they can't, see, they didn't create the sun, the S-O-S-U-N, they didn't create the S-U-N, so they have to try to manipulate it. They don't have the patent on it. They don't have the control of it. So what do they have to do? They have to emulate it in a falsehood. And this is where it becomes extremely destructive. So Brother Braggs is exactly right. We got these things are relevant to our overall birthright. And until you engage in your overall birthright, when you engage in your birthright, you are engaging in your sovereignty, in your self-determination, in your sustainability. Anything outside of that, when you engage in your patriotic citizenship, you are engaging in freedoms that will be repossessed from you at any given time because you own them.
We have to get on a collective and a cooperative, too. That's another thing. Individuals could thrive, but that's how come we lose. As a people, this is not just a race. This is a race. They always tell us it's not about race. It is about race. And I'm not racist either because I'll hurt no man that don't try to hurt me. And I speak against no man that don't try to hurt me. But in my education, I have seen the light. And it's not a good look. The other thing you got to realize, we are unorganized truth fighting an organized lie. I used to hear those old people say, you know, Bible people, municipalities. Hey, that's true. You got municipalities that's mishandling you. Government.
Principles. Yep.
Principalities and municipalities, yes. And it's, you know, I just thought those were sayings as a young man. But as I studied, those are not sayings. Those are truths. And these other truths. Know what you stand on, the most important. Knowing what you stand on will build a collective. Because you can't, we're not going to thrive until we claim who we are. See, because they're trying to put question marks. We're not refugees. We're not foreigners. We at home. Go into the congressional records in the 1500s and see who you are. Thanks. Go do that.
So true, so true. Hold on, Brother Bragg. We got another call. I want to get, yeah. See, but when we don't know, then they can classify you and tell you who you are, and we buy it. That's when they make you refugees. Hold on, Brother Bragg. We got another caller in queue, a caller out of area code 315. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment? And what's your name, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, this is Isha calling from Syracuse.
Isha, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Go ahead, sister.
Good. I wanted to find out exactly what Brother Braggs was talking about the cursive. Because funny he brought it up, because a couple of my coworkers and I were talking about it today. So I'm interested in finding out what's going on with that.
Okay. These words that we use, this language we use, it's English, English. It's High German, Low German. It's Latin. Latins don't exist anymore. But the language, this was an esoteric language. I'm saying, it wasn't like a real. That's why I don't know if you heard when I was talking about the Manly P. Hall and the Destiny of America, but look into that book. Everything, this country is not what you think it is. What we've been taught to think this country is, it's not. It's something entirely different. When you hear things like experiment, this was the great experiment. Guess what? The experiment almost worked. You took, they mind wiped a whole bunch of people and had made them think they was from somewhere else and they was right at home.
Wow.
Man, our history is so, we got to hit. Look, we got nothing to ever be ashamed about. When you dig down into our history, you're going to find out we are great and mighty people. And in spite of everything else, we still here. In order to even subdue us, they had to mind wipe our elders. They had to terrorize all those lynchings and murders and whatnot. They weren't, these were all the people that they lynched and murders. Oklahoma, they don't tell you about Oklahoma. They had an economy that was on par with United States. Matter of fact, it was above the United States because they were making international trade deals with other countries, and they were getting ready to steal those deals when those people came and destroyed that neighborhood, that community. All the communities like that, they went right through the South and destroyed them. They got so bad down there because, remember, after Reconstruction, we had elections. We had people in power. Actually, we were in power. They took that back by a coup d'etat. They came to the guns, to the houses of, the government and put the people out who look like you and me. Now, see, they don't teach this in history. Mm-hmm. See, we got a heck of a history. Man, we got our history.
And you know what's so deep about it is that these same schemes, when they blocking out the sun, these same schemes are against every single living entity on this planet. Every single living entity on this planet. And that's because that's what their overall design is to control the life form on this planet. So man, Isha, great, great question. Yeah, cursing, whenever you speak something, whatever you say, you're creating, because you are a creator. So whatever you say, you give energy to, and whatever you're giving energy to will live. And so we got a couple of minutes before we get ready to get out of here.
I want to say one thing. Hey, Raz, if you're listening, I don't know if you heard what that sister said, but if you could, would you please hit her with that piece about curses? Because I know our boy got that for sure. So we'll see if he'll put it there for you to see it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you see it, it's going to change the way you think about a lot of things too. Because this sister's a bad sister. I don't want to say her name out on air because, you know what? I did something.
Powerful.
I said some things on the air about some sites that I follow, and one of my main sites went down the next week. I'm telling you, it never went down. Whenever I go there, and I mentioned it on this radio station, they knocked my sites out. I'm like, what? So only way I'm dropping sites like that now is if it's in the proper place, like the closed group. You know what I'm saying? But I will not drop sites on the natural airwaves no more. I will give you information like that because you can find that. All this stuff that I'm saying, you can find it. I read so much crap. When I was young, I didn't really get into history. But when I discovered it by messing around with Malcolm, that history rewards you better than anything else, when I really got into it, I'm telling you, it's addictive. It's like a drug.
It's so true. Hold on, Brother Braggs. Hold on real quick. We got one more caller. Then we got to get ready to get out of here because B.I.B. Is about to come on. So go ahead, Mel.
Peace, brothers.
Please, brother. Man. Go ahead, brother. Hurry up. We only got 2 minutes left.
I just wanted to give a shout out to my sister, Aisha.
Aisha, yeah, that's Aisha. She there. She hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Brother Braggs, I need to get with you, man. If you messing with them Cane Corsos, man, we need to get together. But that's a great show, y'all. And I still need to holler at you, Brother Dave. Love y'all.
Yes,
great
sir.
Show, man. I'm out.
For sure. And then we'll get that from us. To everyone, listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. It was another part of the show. We'll get it, man. It's so, so important. Know who you are. There it is. Ring it one more time, Brother Bragg. All right, everyone, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And don't fall for the lies and deception. Resonate as a true entity of life and love, and you will see what you create from there. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And great creator willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace and love.